Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that whatever we say or do is either a witness for the Lord or for the world and Satan. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Have you found that the world wants what belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ? They're even trying to take the Holy Land from the Jews today. And today they're still trying to remove the holy from that which is righteous. Isn't it interesting in John chapter 2, Jesus Christ goes into the temple and he has to cleanse it? It's supposed to be a house of prayer. It's supposed to be a holy place. And the world seems to want to infiltrate and corrupt that which is righteous and holy. Now, my friend, we need to witness as much for Jesus Christ as the world witnesses for Satan. You say, what do you mean, as the world witnesses for Satan? The world tells young people about lewdness, sex, drinking, and on down the line as fun. They do it via advertisement, using pictures of seductive women on billboard. And it's all a witness to come to them. Sometimes the person will be on the job or be at school and will tell of a movie that they saw. And that movie may be very violent, may be very sexual, various things that are involved with it. And what are they doing when they're telling someone of it? They're saying, hey, you ought to see this movie. It was great. This. And they are excited about what they saw, even if it did appeal to their baser instinct. But you see, they are witnessing for the world. They are witnessing for Satan. The newspaper will tell you about the movie. They'll tell you about the various things that are going on. And the world says, come. But the world is so deceptive. And the witness leads down to a dead-end street. You ever watch a lady walk out of a dress shop in the mall? There was a dress on a beautiful mannequin model, or maybe a beautiful model in a catalog. And so this young lady thinks, well, I've got to go and buy that. And she walks out. She has just bought the dress, thinking, I will look like Miss America in this dress. There's a big smile on her face. She's so happy. She feels good. Now, by the way, let me just add this. Read through your Bible. Now, you should have a King James Bible. But read through your King James Bible and read how many times it says, I feel. I feel. We're not built on feelings. We're built on faith. We're built on the surety of Jesus Christ. But she says she feels good. You see, when she comes out of the store with a new dress, at the store, she tried the dress on and looked in the mirror and saw the dress. She goes home. She puts the dress on. Gets in front of the mirror again, but this time she just doesn't see the dress. She sees herself in the dress, and she begins to wonder, what happened? You see, the world wants to take your joy, your purity, your righteousness, and holiness, and replace it with lust, greed, momentary laughter, and feelings of emotional thrills and frills, only to later leave you wondering, what happened? Now, my friend, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, don't compromise. Today in religion, politics, the parenting world, they call for compromise. But what they want to compromise is that which belongs to you. They don't want compromise what belongs to them. Only what belongs to you. For example, a government agency may want to know some personal, private things about you. Let's just say the IRS. It's right now they're in the news quite a bit. And you say to them, okay, I'll compromise with you if you'll let me read through your private files that you have up there on me and my family. That's not going to happen. You see, they want you to compromise what's yours, not what's theirs. And see, that's the way the world works. The world wants you to compromise your standards, your Bible, your faith, but never their sinful pleasure. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, we read this, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Righteousness being that obedience to the Lord's word, commands, desires, whereas true holiness looks at separated unto God, separated from the world, putting off the world. Never compromise that new man for religion, for gain, or for popularity or position. Keep that new man in righteousness and true holiness that is within you. Now let's look at the gathering of God's people here in verses 2 and 3. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. Now we're seeing things begin to happen. They set the battle in array. That is, they get in position and formation for what would be a manner in which they would fight a war. At least the army of Israel, the people of God, know that the enemy is the Philistines. They know the enemy is the world. We have the world on one side, God's people on the other. I'm reminded of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 17, verses 15 through 18, where it says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. You see the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want you involved in the evil of the world, not emulating the world. You ever hear people say, get high on Jesus? He's going to rock and roll your world. Why do we have to use the drug and sexual deviancy culture to talk about a holy God? How utterly ridiculous. But it goes on to say, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, that is, set them apart for holy use. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. By the way, that's the key to victory over the world. That is, the word of God is truth, and you're set apart by it by obeying and following it. And then he goes on to say, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And of course, this is the great high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And in the world, we're to have a witness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18, now I want you to keep in mind that we're to put on the new man in righteousness and true holiness, as I read, 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Again, that's in the world, not of the world. For what fellowship hath righteousness? The word fellowship has the idea of a partnership. You talk about your church fellowship, it's talking about a partnership. That word fellowship was also used to describe the relationship in marriage between a man and woman, which is what a marriage is in God's sight. But nonetheless, that word fellowship was a strong word to describe that union. And it's also a strong word to describe the union with your local church. And it's a strong word to describe your union with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. That's why we're not ecumenical. We're not ecumenical because, again, as he says, there's no agreement between the temple of God and idols, and we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, this is an imperative command. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You want God's help? You want God's victory in this world that lays up for eternity? Then, my friend, it must be God's will, God's way, in God's time. Now, continuing then with that thought, we see that sometimes you're in the world and everything seems normal. Well, here, as we're looking at our text, everything seems normal and usual for war. The Philistines are on one side, the Israelites are on the other side. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 38 and 39, it says, For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall this coming of the Son of Man be. Day after day, this world just does everything it can against God. And as Lot vexed his righteous soul in Sodom, it seems like living on this earth, it vexes our righteous soul to even live in this country and see the many things that come out of it. And sometimes I get so discouraged with that because of what this world is. But that's the way the world is. It's getting lined up for war. It's getting lined up, as far as I'm concerned, for the rapture, because as these things begin to develop, our redemption draweth nigh, and we say hallelujah for that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.